VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. American border guards fired tear gas into Mexico during the first hours of the new year to repel about 150 migrants who were trying to breach the border fence in Tijuana. An Associated Press photographer witnessed at least three volleys of tear gas launched onto the Mexican side of the border near Tijuana's beach early Tuesday. It affected the migrants, including women and children, as well as members of the press. Migrants who spoke with AP said they arrived last month with a caravan from Honduras. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says in a statement that the gas was aimed at rock throwers on the Mexican side who had prevented agents from helping children who were being passed over the concertina wire. The agency says 25 migrants were detained. No comment so far from the U.S. government on the arrest by Russia's security service of a 48-year-old retired American Marine, Paul Whelan. Russia says it detained Whelan in Moscow for spying on December 28th. Associated Press correspondent Lynn Berry reports that Whelan works in the security field.
Paul Whelan is a former U.S. Marine. According to his brother, he did multiple tours in Iraq. He now works for a Michigan auto parts supplier as the director for global security. The company is called BorgWarner, and a spokeswoman for the company says that Paul Whelan is responsible for overseeing security at the facilities, not only in Michigan, but at the company's locations around the world.
David Whelan told CNN his brother was in Moscow to attend a meeting. He says his family is deeply concerned for his safety. And on Twitter, David Whelan said his brother's innocence is undoubted, and he trusts that his rights will be respected. This is VOA News. The Special Representative of the United Nations Secretary General for Somalia, Nicholas Haysom, has been asked by the Somali government to leave the country. A statement published by the government-controlled media says the decision came after the highest UN diplomat in Somalia violated the agency's standards and the international diplomatic norms by intervening in the national sovereignty of Somalia. On Monday, the UN ambassador had urged the Somali government to safeguard human rights. The suspect in the stabbing of three people on New Year's Eve in Manchester, England, is being held under mental health laws, according to British police. Manchester police, however, said in a statement they were continuing to investigate the attack because of suspected terrorism links. Police released no other details but said the suspect's home was being searched late on Tuesday. The right-wing nationalist Jair Bolsonaro has been sworn in as president of Brazil with promises to tackle corruption, crime, and a failing economy. He's the latest in a string of far-right leaders around the world who've risen to power on anti-establishment anger. The Taliban has killed more than 20 pro-government forces and captured several security outposts in northern Afghanistan. A local government spokesman told VOA on Tuesday that the insurgents staged the deadly offensive to try to take control of oil fields in Sayad District in Sar-e-Pol province. The partial shutdown of the U.S. government continued Tuesday with no end in sight. In Washington, idled government workers and tourists alike are upset. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
After today, the museums of African American history, Native American history, and American history will all close. At the Air and Space Museum, Helena McGovern isn't worried about the tourist angle here. She's worried about the employees.
A lot of people right now live paycheck to paycheck, and I don't know what the solution is. I really do feel for them.
Australian tourist Marianne Harrison is cramming in as many sites as she can with her family today. Her message for the leaders in this town?
Sort it out. Tourists would be really disappointed if they missed out on this, particularly ones that have traveled so far across the world to see these amazing things that Washington has to offer.
Also closing without a resolution, the National Zoo.
Late on Tuesday, President Trump invited top congressional leaders, both Republican Democrats, to come to the White House on Wednesday for a briefing on border security. It's not clear whether that could lead to breaking the stalemate and presenting a budget. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.